So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest has a marketing background, and I brought him on the show for a little bit of variety and inspiration. And the funniest thing happened, though, because we were talking about marketing, and he started talking about positive thinking. So I want to introduce you to Ben Peterson from Chip Media. So welcome, Ben. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I understand you have 4 kids, but you just added a dog.
We did. I have 4 boys. My oldest is in college, and then I have 3 high schoolers. And then we have 3 dogs now and a cat. So we've got a zoo at our house. So the goal is just to keep everybody fed. That's us.
You're like, fed children are good children. No.
Right. Exactly. We always know when the fights break out is because everybody's hungry. So.
Oh, but boys, you know, I have a boy and 2 girls, and my son, if he doesn't eat a good lunch or if he goes too long without food, I can tell.
Yeah.
It's really marked. His whole attitude goes right into the toilet.
We need to be fed. We just need to be fed.
I can't even fathom 3 teenage boys how much they eat, because my kids eat a lot, and I have 2 girls, and they don't. One eats a lot, but one eats like a little bird, you know.
Yeah. No, we're. Yeah. I think we're going through like 1 gallon of milk a day right now.
So. Oh my goodness, they are growing. How fun, Ben. Well, you know, why don't we talk about that thing we were just kind of getting to in the pre-chat, and it was really about the power when you're in your sales or when you're in your business space of what happens when you have a different mindset. Why don't you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. And again, it was so interesting that you contacted me, because I was just having a conversation with some of my colleagues about the power of positive thinking, or the secret, or whatever you want to call it. But we all know that in this sales arena, we have our ups and downs. It's very much like a roller coaster ride. Right. And the interesting thing about a roller coaster, when you get off the roller coaster, nobody talks about the slow parts of the roller coaster. They don't think about those. They think and they talk about going through the loops and the corkscrew turns and going fast and how exciting that was.
Right.
And sometimes in sales, it seems to be that sometimes we focus on some of the slower parts of that roller coaster. And I don't want to think about that. When I talked with some of my colleagues, as I was like, look, let's keep positive attitudes. Let's think about how the fast times, and let's try and figure out how we can get back to those corkscrew turns.
I'm not saying that we can't. You can, in that, when you're in the slow energy, it's like, it's not very fun to even do your business. So it's like, I think also, well, I know my voice has an energetic, like I call it like a voice print, mm-hmm. but I also believe when you hit the button publish for your social media posts, there's an energy in it. There's like a way of that post has an energy to it, and that's going to influence how many people see it, I believe.
Oh, I think so too. I mean, I totally believe that. And so, you know, it was just so interesting, because after I got done having that conversation with them, you literally sent me a message like 2 minutes later and asked me if you wanted me to be part of your podcast. And so I started kind of like going through, I'm like, wow, I love this podcast. I need to, like, I started going through your list of people, and I was like, these people are amazing. So again, thank you for having me.
Yeah. It's when I started the podcast, I did this thing where I just sort of visioned people binge listening. And I have to tell you, I went through a period in March where I had a whole bunch of technology things change in my office space, and I had to get a new system, and I'm still catching up from that. But do you know the podcast got more listens when it was down for a whole week while I was up, you know, upgrading everything in the back end, and it got more listens. And I think it was just everybody listens now to shows so differently than they used to.
I think you're right. It is crazy, but yeah, no, that's very interesting that you tracked it that way. Very cool.
Yeah, because the podcast technology, well, if you look at like how kids watch Netflix, mm-hmm. you know, they go to a show. Well, I'm sure adults do it too. I just don't. But but they go to a show and then they watch all of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Binge watch.
It's a phenomena.
It is. It is indeed.
So what do you recommend for in your marketing business? What kinds of things do you teach? What do you like to help people do?
One of the things that I really specialize in is Facebook and Google marketing. And so that's what I really specialize in. But more often than that, I'm really talking with people lately, to be honest, what I call the follow-up process. And I kind of liken it back to when I was a kid and I played basketball in high school. My nickname was the garbage man. And that's because
you got the rebounds.
I just got the rebounds. And again, not that I had a bad shot, but I could aggressively follow up with the ball. And that's what I think that sometimes in business nowadays, people are lacking the follow-up.
Right.
And so I'm really talking with people about, you know, when you're talking with your clients, how are you following back up with them? Are you doing it through email? Are you doing it through text, Facebook, phone call, or all of them? And to be honest, I think people just miss some of that.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'll just get some free advertising advice.
Sure, that's awesome.
What would you, if you had, say you had a business where you taught people how to do podcasts, how would Facebook help you? Like, how could you frame that around Facebook? Because I haven't really... I get it when I see things in my sponsored, you know, in my feed. I see it a lot, but I still haven't quite been able to turn looking at the ads into having a clue about how to strategize it.
Definitely. Well, with podcasts, what I think would be really great is targeting. Like, I was going through your page today. You have different. You have like a technology, you have a marketing, you've got different segments of people that you're interviewing.
I know.
And so
I like entrepreneurs from all walks. That's so true.
Definitely. And no, I think, getting ads out there that focus on those specific topics, would be one thing that I would definitely look at. But also don't discount the power of groups. There are so many different Facebook groups that are out there with all kinds of topics. I've seen some really cool ones, and I've seen some really weird.
So can you advertise like to a group?
In a group, not necessarily.
It's more, you mean like by joining and being organic?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just making yourself, to be honest, making yourself a resource in that group and answering questions and to be honest, not pushing your stuff so much, but making a name for yourself and being a value to that group. Mm. I've seen some tremendous relationships built in some of the groups that I'm with, but also I've seen some business being built there, which is great. And so I would definitely not discount the power of some of the groups that you may be part of.
Well, that's awesome, Ben. So if I am just waking up to, you know, where I am in 2018 and where I want to be, what kinds of things do you use when you want to really help someone grow their business like a lot bigger, like dramatically bigger, not just like just being able to make the sales to feed the dog,
but right.
Well, if you have three dogs, I mean that could be a bit, but
right, exactly. Exactly. No, utilizing Facebook ads are really inexpensive right now. And I know that everybody is worried, you know, about a month ago, Facebook came out and said they were changing the way they were doing the news feed and everybody, you know, kind of got all upset and wondered how that was going to go. I was actually running on a treadmill when that happened and I almost laughed so hard I fell off the treadmill because I don't believe that Facebook is going to change the way that they do Facebook ads simply because they're not going to cut off their nose to spite their face. That's a huge segment of their income.
Right. Right.
And so they would see a mass exodus of Facebook advertisers go elsewhere. And so to be honest, I think it was more of like a PR kind of stunt on Facebook's part than anything else. But Facebook is a really, really inexpensive way, to be honest, right now to advertise your business. And so whether you're a dental office or you're a realtor, or you know, any type of profession, really, you should have some sort of Facebook presence and have some ads out there.
I love it. Anything else you want to say to my audience? And then how do we find you and how do we find out more about you?
Yeah, great question. So I'm just, again, I was just excited. Like I said before, it was so interesting that you actually just called me, and I was calling and I was talking to some of my colleagues about the power of positive thinking. And then 2 minutes later, that still just floors me that that you messaged me 2 minutes later. And then I started
my books, every book I've written has some happiness in it.
Right.
Because I wrote like happiness quotations and I wrote another happiness quotations. And May 20th, I'm launching happiness quotations for summer. They're original. Mm-hmm. So right. I'm not surprised that a positive thought would reach over and grab me.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't shock me. But how can people find you, Ben? Is Facebook the best way?
Facebook's the best way. I communicate a lot with people on through Facebook Messenger. I have a lot of friends there. And so that's one of the best ways that you could find me. I like I said, I communicate with a lot of people on Facebook.
So. Nice. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Definitely. Thank you very much.